Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I'm here with Brother Anselm, and we are working through Lesson 11 of Homeric Greek by Clyde Farr. That's the book we're using. There is a link to download the PDF for free of the version that's in the public domain, the version from 100 years ago. You can also get a nice new one from Amazon for, you know, 20, 30 bucks, whatever. But anyway, Homeric Greek for Beginners, Lesson 11. And what we're learning about today are masculine nouns of the first declension. So if you remember when we did our first declension nouns so far, they were feminine. Things like vouli, right? Counsel, plan, will, thea, goddess, thalassa, the sea. Those were first declension. They're all feminine. And so this is a masculine word, but it's classified as first declension because you've got a lot of alphas and etas going on. It kind of reminds you of those, but it's masculine. That's kind of the twist on it, okay? So this particular word that the book uses for the paradigm or for the example is the word that means the son of Atreus, okay? So Atreus is an important person in Greek mythology, and so basically, Agamemnon is a son of Atreus, and so this comes up a lot when we're talking about Agamemnon. So this word right here, Atreides, that's your nominative, okay? Now, some biblical examples of first declension masculine nouns, like from the New Testament, would be like prophetes, okay?
Yeah.
They have this E sending. And usually what they are is they're either a patronymic, which a patronymic is saying like son of so-and-so, like in German, phone, whatever, or like in Russian, the ovich ending or whatever. So it means son of. So the whenever you have these words that mean son of, like this word, Atreides, son of Atreus, you'll typically have, you know, first declension masculine. And then the other time will be if it's sometimes like a job or someone who does something like prophetis, or another one that popped in my mind is kermatistis. Which is a money changer. So there are a whole bunch of these, and we'll see some in the exercises. So it's pretty simple. This is probably the trickiest part right here. Like that is the only ending that seems a little different. But other than that, it's pretty basic because you've got, of course, Atreides, Atreidao, which is the genitive. Again, that one's a little tricky. And then, of course, this is the dative. Needs a Yoda subscript. And then we've got the accusative, atreithin, and then vocative, atreithi. So again, not very different from our other first declension nouns. And then over here in the plural, atreithe, atreithaun, atreithis. And again, this is going to be with a Yoda subscript. Atreithas is the plural accusative. And then atreithe is the vocative. So pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah.
Pretty basic.
The way you pronounce it is Atreidi.
Well, here's the thing. Do you see this little umlaut here?
Yeah.
Okay. What that's telling you is that this is not a diphthong. That's what those dots mean. Because usually, if we, let's say we didn't have the diphthong, and in some editions of Homer, sometimes you'll see it written without the diphthong. So if it, or excuse me, without the umlaut there.
Okay. Yeah.
I might have misspoke. But anyway, these little dots there is telling you pronounce them separately.
Okay.
So if we didn't have the umlaut, then it would be like Atreides or Atreithau, Atreithi, Atreithin, Atreithin. You know, that's how you do it. But usually you're going to have the umlaut, which means that it's Atreides, Atreides in modern pronunciation. And so then the AE gets run together to just basically be A, A, A. So then it becomes Atreides, Atreithau, Atreithi, Atreithin, Atreithi, Atreithe. So that's why I'm pronouncing it that way, because of the two dots.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, usually epsilon yoda would make an E sound, but because of the dots, it makes it A sound.
Yeah.
So it's different. In modern pronunciation, of course, we always use modern Greek pronunciation in this series. So, again, this is really the only tricky one. These are all just straight out of the first declension. They're just like the first declension feminines.
Yeah.
This is the one to get used to, but just one thing to learn, so not a big deal. Okay, so here's the other thing about this lesson is some verbs will have more than one kind of aorist. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so of course we're talking about this verb right here, right? Veno, which means I go. Okay. Now, this is the aorist that we would normally be used to down here. This is what we're familiar with. Evisa, evisas, evise, evisamen, evisate, evisan. Those are the endings that you're familiar with. Sa, sa, se, samen, sate, isan, right? Mm-hmm. So this right here is called the stem aorist, okay? So you've got your first aorist here, and you've got the stem aorist here. Now, when you're looking up these verbs that have two styles like this, then in the third principal part where it gives you the aorist, it'll list both. It'll be like evisa slash evin.
Okay.
And then it's like you see that there's those two options.
Yeah.
Now, when they have two, sometimes there's like a nuance in what they mean. Mm-hmm. So typically, and sometimes these rules are kind of made to be broken, but like typically this one right here, evisa, is going to be more like causative, like I cause to go. I make go, like a transitive verb, meaning like it has an object, like making something go versus just simple going.
Yeah.
So the simple going is more often just going to be something like that.
Okay.
But again, that's just typically how these go. And so the way that I remember it is that this is a shorter, simpler word. So I think it has a shorter, simpler meaning, just go. Whereas this is like a longer word, so it's like cause to go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's just the way I remember it. Okay.
But both mean, both have a simple past meaning.
Yeah, they're both aorist.
Okay.
So yeah, they're both that simple past aorist. There's nothing to do with the tense here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just two different styles that you're going to run into in Homer. This one's usually used like transitive. It's usually intransitive. But yeah, they're both aorists. Mm-hmm. They both have the exact same tense. Mm-hmm. It's just two different styles and, you know, could be transitive versus intransitive, but no difference in tense. So here's how these work. You have this basic stem, okay? So this is basically the stem right here, is these three letters, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, that's what ends up, you know, coming across all the time. Yeah. And then basically these are the endings. You know, you've got that ending, that ending. Now, you say, well, where is it? Why a new? Well, if you think about it, though, you know, in the imperfect, you have that knee here and here in the imperfect. I don't know if that helps at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then these are real similar to, like, imperfect endings. You know, and then this is just, of course, nothingness here. There's nothing there. So these are the endings. And then, of course, the son. So basically what they're kind of missing is like a vowel, you know, because it's not like omen, amen, emen. It's just a men, te, son, because you already have the ita in the stem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then instead of like in an imperfect, you'd have like an on here. Instead, you just have, you know, just the knee because you've already got an ita right there. And then same thing here with the sigma. You don't have an alpha or an epsilon or anything like that. So anyway, it is what it is. It's pretty, I think these are pretty easy to remember. Just evin, evis, evi, evimen, evite, and evison. And then you can notice also that, you know, these are the same. So that's nice, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They just kind of work out that way. Where they just kind of work out being the same.
Yeah.
All righty. So let's get into our Greek to English exercises, all right?
Let's go.
So here we go. We're going to start out with sentence number one. Kali thei etefxan thanaton kakon dio piliavi odanevi pirin. So here is what we are learning about. Man, I just love to forget these subscripts, don't I? But these are what we're learning about. Mm-hmm. Because just as we had Atreides, we also have Peleavis, okay, which means the son of Peleus.
Yeah.
Just as Atreides was the son of Atreus. So this is the son of Peleus. Mm-hmm. The son of Peleus is Achilles in the Iliad. Mm-hmm. So that's who we're talking about. Whenever we see this, we're talking about Achilles. Okay. So you want to take a shot at number one here?
Okay. So the the good gods made.
Yeah, doing it literally, it's gonna sound weird. Like they made death. They made evil death.
They caused.
Yeah, that evil. You're gonna have to translate it something because this means like make, form, fashion, perform. Good. But you're gonna have to translate something along the lines of like they wrought. They wrought evil death, or they planned death or caused death or whatever, but probably like wrought. Mm-hmm. They wrought wicked death.
So the good gods wrought evil death, the Opiliyavi, like to the divine son of Peleus.
Uh-huh, yep. So basically what it's saying is that basically they carried this out. They carried out this evil death, basically. And it's to his disadvantage. It's like you'd call this a dative of disadvantage.
Okay.
To the disadvantage of divine Achilles. Because he's the one who's on the receiving end, basically. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So they did it to him, for him. Yeah. Okay, and then what's this last part?
But he... Like this is referring to him, right?
Yep, exactly.
But he...
You got it.
On every period, he went up in a pyre, in a fire.
So he went up the funeral pyre. Okay. He ascended the funeral pyre. Yeah.
So he ascended up in the flame, basically.
I don't think so. I think that this sentence doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I'm not the one who made up this sentence, okay? Yeah. I would ask Clyde Farr, but he died a long time ago, so we can't ask the author of the book. This is the sentence he gave us. We got to do something with it. I would translate this as, the noble gods wrought evil death for the divine son of Peleus. And he ascended the pyre. Like, I would maybe say that this is probably not but maybe it's just and. And that it's basically just saying, like, because they did that, he went up onto the pyre. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, like, he died and now they're burning his body.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think is going on. Does that make sense?
Makes more sense. Yeah.
Like, he ascends the pyre, like, because he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, they're putting him on top of a big burning pyre because they killed him. Right. That's what I'm taking from it. It's kind of a weird sentence, but it is what it is. All right, number two. Or I'll read it to you. Ekivolos olekelaon acheon uneka dios atrevis itimas echrisin.
The sharpshooter destroyed the host of the Achaeans.
This is probably more like host is usually like stratos is what we do with host because that's like army camp host. This is more like what?
The people.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
The people of the Achaeans, because the divine son of Atreus dishonored Chryses.
Yep, like this perfect.
The priest Chryses.
Yep, you got it. Excellent. All right, katekia ekatomvas polas.
Katekia. He burned up many... Hecatombs, many sacrifices.
Yep, he burned up many hecatombs, or he burned many sacrifices. Yep, and then ekivolos uk eklien atreidau uneka itimase chrisin.
Eklien. So again, the sharpshooter did not help me with eklien.
It's he didn't hear or listen.
Oh, so, yeah, okay. Yeah. Didn't.
Clevo is the first, yeah.
Mm. Didn't listen to the son of Atreus.
Yep.
Because he dishonored Chryses.
Exactly right, yeah. So this particular verb, clevo, takes a genitive.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, which kind of makes sense because it's like you're listening, to something that's coming from a source, I mean? So anyway, yeah, so the sharpshooter did not listen to or did not hearken to or he did not hear the son of Atreus because he dishonored Chryses. And then Chryses meteipen acheisin al uk atrevi inanathimo.
So Chryses spoke among the Achaeans or addressed the Achaeans.
Yep.
But it didn't please the son of Atreus in his soul.
Perfect.
His heart.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. All right, number six. Ote kakos proseipen Atreides chrisin tote echolosen ekivolon.
When the son of Atreus badly addressed crises, then he enraged the sharpshooter.
Yep, you got it, yeah. So, yeah, when the son of Atreus spoke ill or spoke evilly to Chryses, then he angered the sharpshooter. You got it. All right, number seven. Apelisamen chrisin unakaton ephilisamen.
We set Chryses free because we like him, we love him.
Right. What tense is this?
Loved him.
Yeah, because it's aorist because the salmon. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's so we released Chrysi because we loved him. All right. And then right here, Chrysis iniken aperisi agla apina atreidi. Oh, I forgot my diacritics, didn't I? Let me just add those in real quick. And then this is probably talking about that. Okay, sorry about that.
Chryses.
Okay, so this is a tricky one. Okay, this is that verb that everyone hates, Pharaoh.
Okay.
So it's Pharaoh in the present tense, and then this is the past tense. This monstrosity. Eniken. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's the past of Pharaoh. Obviously, they used to be totally separate words, and they kind of just joined. And then remember, in the future, this is Eso. Mm-hmm. It's a weird one. But this is, you know what Pharaoh means, so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is a past that we use for Pharaoh.
So Chryses brought countless glorious, ransom.
Yep.
To the son of Atreus.
Yep, yeah. Chryses brought countless shining or glorious ransoms to the son of Atreus. The reason that we use this word for shining a lot when it comes to the ransoms is because when they're buying back POWs or like ransoming POWs, they would often use objects that are made of precious metals. So if they're made out of gold and silver and bronze, then they're going to be shining.
Yeah.
So that's why those words get used a lot. All right, number nine, and then here we go. I just warned you about this one, right? So, isomen apina pola ke apolisomen chrisin unikaton ephilisamen ke philosestin ekivolo.
It's isomen. It's future, right?
Exactly right.
We will bring many ransoms and release Chryses because we loved him, and he's beloved to the free shooter.
Yep, you got it. All right, and then number 10. Tisferi apina chrysau atreidi. This is a question, right? We got our little semicolon, which is the question mark in Greek.
Who brings the Chryses ransoms to the son of Atreus?
Yeah, and I forgot my Yoda subscript, I'm sure. So, yeah. So, basically, like, who brings the Chryses ransoms to the son of Atreus, right? Which feels a little backwards, but okay. All right. So, but yeah, because this is obviously genitive and this is dative, unless I misspelled something. Okay, number 11. So we've got Dios Piliavis Echolosen Atreidin.
The divine son of Peleus?
Yeah, the divine son of Peleus. Peleus. Okay. It's usually how people say it, yeah.
Enraged, the son of Atreus.
Yep. And then number 12, Ote katakiamen polas ekatomvas kalas tote episamen thimus theon.
When we burnt many sacrifices, many goat sacrifices, then I'm not sure about a pisamen.
Okay, it's from Pitho.
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 We obeyed.
You're very close because it's related to the word for obey. But Pitho is like I persuade.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And to obey is like to be persuaded.
Okay.
So yeah, it's persuade.
Then we persuaded the souls of the gods.
Yeah, we persuaded the hearts of the gods because they offered all these sacrifices. Then we persuaded the hearts of the gods. Exactly.
Okay.
All right, and then number 13, Dia mandosinin chrisis ipe vulas theon atrevi piliadite.
Through the gift of prophecy, Chrysis spoke the plans or the counsels of the gods to the son of Atreus and the son of Peleus.
You got it. All right, so now we've got the Greek to English. So I, you know, for sake of time tonight, since we don't have as much time tonight, I already just wrote out the answers. Okay. So what I was thinking, though, is that we could, what if we put the answers for everybody to see, and then what we'll do, we'll put our back to it.
Okay.
And then we'll come up with it on the fly verbally, and then we can check. Now this, and what I've written down here is my answer because there is no answer key for this book. Yep. So there could be other possible right answers. This is just what I quickly wrote down before we made this video, before you were here. So I just wrote them out and then, so let's just turn our back to it. Don't look. All right. And then, but don't block it either because we want, you know, the viewers to be able to see it. And then we're just going to kind of do these verbally. Okay. So the Achaeans ascended into Troy and killed the noble Priam. Okay. You want to tackle that one?
So what's the first
one? I'll do the first one. Okay. I'll do the first one. Okay. The Achaeans, so Achaei, mm-hmm. right? Ascended would be Anevisan. Okay. Using our new, mm-hmm. right? So Achaei Anevisan is Ilion ke, and they killed the noble Priam. So ke, like we could use Olekisan, right? Mm-hmm. Oleko. So we could say Olekisan, Priamon, Kalon. Right? Okay. Let's see how we did here. Don't look at this other. Ahi Anevisan Isilion ke Olekon. Okay. Oh, okay. Olekisan. I made up like an aorist version, but I don't think there really is even an aorist of this verb in the extant mm-hmm. literature. So what I did in my answer was an imperfect. Olekon. I don't know if olekisan is a thing. Mm-hmm. Should be, though. But olekon priamon kalon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to let you take a stab at one. Okay. We burned many good hecatombs to the Olympian gods. The we burned might be a tough one.
So present tense is katakeo, right?
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
So eka, man,
I want to say it's like, and I might pronounce, I'm doing this on the fly, like katakefsamen is what I was saying.
Katakefsamen? Okay.
Let's just go with that and see how close we were. Okay, so what about the next part? Yeah. So we burned many goodly hecatombs.
Katakefsamen polas kalas ekatomvas.
Yep. Ekatomvas polaske kalas to the Olympian gods.
Thei Olympi.
So I would go, you're using nominative there. We want to do to the Olympian gods. So don't we want to do like a maybe like a dative plural?
Yeah. Theis Olympis.
Theis Olympis. Yeah, that works. All right, let's cover up and see. So ekafsamen. So I think that's similar to what we said.
Okay. Ekafsamen.
Ekafsamen. Ekatomvas polas kekalas. That's the use of hendiadys that we talked about. And then Olibisi Theisi. And remember, this Yoda on the end is optional, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's optional. So, I mean, you could, like you did it, you could just say Theis Olibis.
Olibis.
And that works too.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
All right, let's do the next one here. So, Chryses spoke among the Achaeans, but the son of Atreus did not hearken to him. So, I'll do this one. Okay, so let's say Chryses spoke among the Achaeans would be metepen acheisi ala atrevis uk eklien tu, or I'd say u tu eklien or u eklien tu. All right, let's see how we did here. Okay, so Chryses, Metepen, Acheisi, Atreides the. I said Allah, but you could also use the like this. Mm-hmm. So Atreides the U to Eklia.
Yeah? Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, cool. All right, let's see. And this member, this may not be gospel because I just wrote this right before the video. So, but I think it is gospel though, all right? So. All right, so let's see what's next here. Okay, number four. The Achaeans addressed the son of Atreus, but he did not free Chryses. So the Achaeans addressed the son of Atreus.
Okay. Yeah, without definite article.
No definite article in Homeric. Yeah.
Achei proseipon.
Proseipen. Proseipen. Because proseipon, the own would be for like a, that'd be for like a, maybe like a third person, okay. Plural or something, right? Because this is a singular, am I right? Because it's, you're right, it is plural, sorry. Oh yeah, the Achaeans, plural, addressed the son of Atreus. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So, achei proseipon, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
So who did they address?
I think I probably wrote it wrong, but they addressed the son of Atreus. And pros is going to take an accusative.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Atreivin.
Yep.
Achei, proseipon, Atreivin.
But he did not free Chryses.
Or the uk apelise chrysin?
Yeah, I'll buy that. Okay, so what did I put? Yeah, so I'm the one who screwed up here. Right? I think your answer is better. Oh, yeah. Well, let's just discipline ourselves and not look at it, but yeah. So, yeah, so I'm the one who had the wrong letter. Achei proseipon atreidin al uk elise chrysin. You said apelise, which is fine. So, okay. All right, let's try the next one here. Number five. The son of Atreus will bring much ransom into the camp of the Achaeans. So, atreides isi... Apina pola is straton acheon. Sounds good?
Sounds good to me, yep.
All right, let's check it out here. That's what I had. Trevis isi apina pola is straton acheon.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, and last one, number six. Who will persuade the gods with many good hecatombs? Who will persuade the gods?
Tis will persuade. Tis PC.
Yeah, I think so.
Tis PC the man. Theis. Tis PC Theis.
Well, I think Pitho is probably just going to take an accusative.
Okay.
That would be my guess. I might be wrong, but I think...
So,
I'm pretty sure Pitho is going to take an accusative. I'll double check, though.
So it's Theus.
Mm-hmm. So who will persuade the gods with many goodly hecatombs? So that'd be like dative of means, like by means of many goodly hecatombs, right? So who will persuade the gods with many good hecatombs?
Many good hecatombs. Tis PC Theus. Police.
Who will persuade the gods? Tis PC
Theus.
Right. Okay. And then with many good hecatombs. So the many good hecatombs are going to be a dative of means,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Police.
Uh-huh. You could do it that way. Yep.
Kekalis ecatombis.
Ecatombis police kekalis. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's check out what I had. Tis PC Theus ecatombis. I guess I like to use those Yodas on the end,
yep.
But it's an alternative. Ecatombis police kekalis.
Yeah.
Same thing. I just use the Yodas on the end. So, yeah. All right. So that's it. That's the English to Greek exercises. So we will see you guys next time on Lesson 12.